What in your background experience would help you if you were elected to the school board?
I spent my entire career, which is nearly 18 years, working with high school students in our community through Young Life, which is my employer I'm the director for. Of those 18 years, I spent 16 of them as a track coach at Hickman High School. So much of my day-to-day job in life is spent directly with students, and that is one of the primary things that will inform my decisions. But also through those students, I'm now connected with hundreds of families around the community. It's my work directly with people that will inform my decisions.
What are some of the most important issues to the school district right now, do you think?
Number one is recovering from this last year. You know, we're coming through a pandemic and we've got to focus on recovering. We are going to have gaps in learning, and that's okay. That's to be expected after what we've been through. But we first have to figure out where those gaps are and then figure out the best way to address them through resource allocation. And so that, I think, is the number one priority, which will allow us to get back to the goals that our school district had pre-pandemic, which I think should remain our goals. And those are closing the achievement gap and focusing on literacy, especially for our young learners, decreasing the number of out-of-school suspensions and in-school suspensions for students of color. So we have a lot of great goals that we were making incremental progress on. The pandemic has set us back. I think as we focus on recovery, we're able to make up more ground on those goals as well.
What was the primary reason that you decided to run for the Board of Education?
Looking at this last year and watching the way that our board had to navigate the pandemic, and also looking at the national climate politically and how polarized our country is right now, I was worried, honestly concerned, that there weren't going to be any good people that were going to step up and run for school board. It turns out I was wrong. There's five of us that are running for two seats, but that was one of my concerns. And I think my skill set and my experience in life has uniquely suited me for this moment. So I'm a good fit for the board right now in Columbia, Missouri, and helping to navigate what is a pretty diverse community, which means we have a very diverse set of voices that are speaking into issues related to our schools. And we need somebody who's able to sit in the middle of that, a moderate voice who can kind of help balance the board out and help us to make decisions that are best for all of our stakeholders.
What would you say makes you different from the other candidates running for this position?
My experience working directly with students, I mean, thousands and thousands of hours over the last really 20 plus years. I was a volunteer for Young Life back in my college days. I think that that has uniquely suited me. Again, I am a moderate voice. I don't have an agenda other than providing a high quality educational experience for all of our students. I think we've got to keep our eyes fixed on that and really remember what our education system is for and what it's not for. And remembering that there is a key difference between the role that a teacher should play and the role that a parent should play in the lives of our students.
If there's one thing that you want voters to know about you, the most important thing, what would that be?
It's really that. I want to bring stability. I want to be a steady hand at the wheel as we continue to recover from the last year. My number one priority will remain keeping our eyes fixed on recovery. We've got to recover. I don't think we need to be looking for a totally new normal. We need to get back to the old normal. There are flaws in our education system. There's flaws in our education system here in Columbia, Missouri, but I don't think it's time to throw the whole thing out and start fresh. I think the focus needs to be on that. And so one of those, just to give you an example, our use of technology among our students has gone through the roof. And, you know, they're spending so much more time on devices because it's become a primary learning tool. I think we need to get away from that. I think that's harmful. You could ask occupational therapists, physical therapists, pediatricians, ophthalmologists. They'll give you so many reasons why increased screen time is really, really bad for especially our young learners, but really all of our students. And so that's just an example of what I mean when you get back to the old normal. There is so much research out there that would tell you the importance of reading physical books and using a pen and pencil to write are so healthy for brain development. Another interesting article I just read a couple of weeks ago is that most of the executives of big tech companies out in California send their children to schools that are very, very low tech. They seek these schools out. They're the ones who are developing these products, do not want their kids on them. And that should be a huge red flag for us. And so that's just one thing I mean is I don't want us to stay in this mode where elementary school kids are learning on an iPad. And that is a big concern of mine moving forward.